Well, that was Tank Tune from Canadian Sunset. That was really, I like that. That's a nice piece. I really like that.
Okay.
But we don't have much time, but I wanted to ask you about one more song from Live at the Registry. And I know this must mean a lot to you to write. Or did you write this song? Yes, you did. That doesn't surprise me either. Lament for All the Young Lions. Now, this is about today's young jazz player. Are there any new jazz players that excite you these days?
Well, there probably are, but we don't have access to hear them anywhere, I know of some that are, that have been around for a number of years, some, good players on all instruments. But as far as like who's really new, I have to say that I don't really get a chance to hear them because that's the problem. In fact, you mentioned the song "Lament for All the Young Lions" is written for. It's kind of a, it's like we've got all these like young jazz players coming out of music schools. I mean, jazz is more popular now on the educational part of it than it ever has been.
That's very true. And
Almost every university has a jazz program. Back
Laurier,
when,
yeah,
pardon?
sorry, go ahead.
Back when I was coming up, they didn't have anything like that. There was Berklee, and now Berklee is not even doing jazz that much anymore. They're into recording engineering
The whole gamut.
and yeah, like the business end of it, So, but the reason I wrote that tune was because, we have all these like young players coming up, and there's nowhere for them to play.
There is in this area now, though, which is really great. And we were going to talk too about how the jazz scene has evolved over the last 30 years in this area, and with places like the Registry and the Jazz Room. Do you want to comment on the Jazz Room? And then we're going to have I can't believe this, you're going to play us a live, I get a live performance. This is so cool. Yeah, just a comment on the Jazz Room. You've played there, and it's a new venue that hasn't been open that long, but seems to be very successful.
Well, I just spoke to Stephen and I said, I just really hope that you keep the idea of making sure that when before the band plays that you have the room absolutely quiet. And that may some people may not like that. But if you're paying money to come in to hear some music and there's people like talking, okay, well, the band takes a break, the people start talking and they're going, well, that's what they should do because they're listening to the music, so they want to release some of that energy. So they're talking away. Well, now you've got to find a spot where you say, okay, now that talking has to end, now we're going to have more music. And he's very good at that. Every set, so that you have undivided attention. And I think ultimately the people really like when that happens because who wants chaos?
No, you don't want that. People go to the Jazz Room, they are jazz fans, and so that, goes hand in hand. So, and I like that space. I think it's great. I've seen you play in that space, and it's a great place for jazz with all the surfaces and the atmosphere and the posters on the wall and everything else. I was really happy when I was happy when I heard Steve was going to start this thing out. And I have had Stephen Preece as a guest on the show talking about the Jazz Room, and I knew you were going to play there, and I'm sure it'll probably be a regular place for you to play in the years to come. And speaking of playing live, because I have to leave at 6 o'clock, but John's going to play. He's going to play a live piece. What are you going to play?
Just a piece called what's it called?
you can improvise either.
Yeah,
That's
I'll probably think of it later. I just I can't think of it. But it's based on all the things you are.
This is the amazing John Tank on Coral FM.
Thank you.
Amazing. That was great. Woo. I was watching the little needles here, making sure they weren't going into the red.
Oh.
I was like, "Wow!" That was really great.
That was called Prince Albert.
Prince Albert. Well, that was lovely. I do have one more question to ask you too. What's next for you? Are you working on another CD with an entire new lineup or the same boys, or what are you doing?
I don't I can't really say for sure. The next thing I'm doing in terms of playing is I'm playing at the Lake George Jazz Festival, and I'll be playing with the people on the album. It's called Song of Hope.
Right. Yep. We have that right here, actually.
And they'll be the musicians from there.
Oh, okay. So that's Calvin Hill, Jeff
Hirschfield,
Michael Cochran, and yourself.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's great. Are you playing the jazz festival? The Uptown Waterloo Jazz Festival?
Not that I know of.
Next year, maybe?
I think they're already booked. I'm not sure, but I have to
You gotta find out.
Yeah.
And you've played a lot, like you've played down in Mexico and you've been all over the place. What's the connection of Mexico? That's really interesting.
Well,
Mexico.
I live part-time in New Mexico, right?
Right.
And I have a friend who's, he lives in El Paso.
Right.
And he says, let's go over to Juarez. I mean, you couldn't go there now. I mean, Juarez, forget it. It's worse than Iraq, really. It's more dangerous. It's probably the most dangerous place you could go.
Whoa.
But back then, he said, let's go over there. He said, it's a whole different vibe, which it really is. I mean,
I was going to say, what's the audience? What? Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
it's a big city, but it's so we went over there, and he knows his place. We went to have some food, and then we come out, and we see, across the street, he says, look at that sign, the Bebop Club.
Ooh.
So we walked over there. And there's, this little club, and they've got pictures of, Charlie Parker and Coltrane up on the wall.
Oh, yeah. And you'd be in seventh heaven.
Wow. And within, 20 minutes, we had a gig. The guy, he said, you guys, can you come back and play? So we went there a couple times. I think we did two or three times we went back there.
Oh, man. Oh, that's great. That'd be a perfect place for you guys to play.
Yeah, it's no longer there.
Okay.
They went out, but... But it was quite an experience.
I believe it. Yeah, I've noticed that. I thought, you've been playing down in Mexico and Holland. You're in Holland. And, you've traveled all over the place. You and your music and the saxophones and everything else. What was I going to say? I'll play one more track off Live at the Registry. What would you like me to play?
You could play the last tune. That's Bernie Sininski's tune.
Blues for EJ?
Or no, the second last tune. Come to Me. Yeah.
All right, let me find this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, people really seem to like that tune. I think we'll play it this weekend, too.
Okay. This is me. Oops, there we go. Okay. This is from Live at the Registry. John Tank, Ted Warren, Jim Vivian, Bernie Sininski on piano, and this is Come to Me on Coral FM.
Thank you.
Okay, that was John Tank, and from Live at the Registry. I don't have my headphones on right now, with a piece called "Come to Me," with Bernie Sinansky, Ted Warren, and Jim Vivian accompanying him. So I have come to the end of my show. So I'd just like to thank you so much, both of you, John and Vicky, for coming in. This has been great. We have to do this. Like, whenever you're in town, please drop by on a Wednesday afternoon. We can do the show and talk and chat and all that kind of stuff. I wish you all the best this weekend.
Well, we go back a long way.
We go back a long way, yeah. John and I, a long way. That's right. Man. Yeah, I think from the back, maybe from the back door from the metro.
Right.
You, me, John, Bernie, and Pat. Oh, my God. Anyway,
yeah.
It's been lots of fun having you here.
It's been great. And
it was fun. I want to wish you all the best. And
thank you.
DJ JD is here now. So I'm going to turn everything over to him. And like I said, John's at the registry this weekend, Friday. The show starts at 8 o'clock. All the information's on the website. Go to John Tank's. What's your website address? What's your own website address?
It's just johntank.com.
Go to johntank.com for everything and all things Tank. And this is Coral FM signing off. I'll talk to you next week on Coral FM.